Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Don't forget, the award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. Check out their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
By now, I'm sure everyone has heard about the Oprah interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It absolutely smashed ratings, with people from all over the globe tuning in to see what secrets were going to be laid bare. Needless to say, the couple dropped some major truth bombs, which are going to have devastating effects for the royal family. Before we get to the really shocking stuff, let's start with the happy news.
Meghan said she wanted to wait until you were here to tell us, is it a boy or is it a girl?
You can tell her.
No, give her.
No.
It's a girl.
Oh, God.
You're going to have a daughter.
Wow.
It's a girl.
No, isn't that cute?
But firstly, Meghan had a candid chat with Oprah one-on-one and revealed that she'd been struggling with suicidal thoughts whilst pregnant with Archie.
I was really ashamed to say it at the time, and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
But the most jaw-dropping revelation was when Harry shared how he was asked by a family member how dark their child's skin might be, which has sent shockwaves around the world.
They didn't want him to be a prince or a princess, not knowing what the gender would be, which would be different from protocol, and that he wasn't going to receive security, and also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
After the interview aired, Oprah made a statement to clear up who didn't make those comments.
He did not share the identity with me, but he wanted to make sure that I knew, and if I had an opportunity to share it, that it was not his grandmother nor his grandfather that were a part of those conversations.
So what does that mean? It was his dad, Prince Charles?
Who knows?
Mm.
Harry also revealed his struggle with mental health and how unsupported the institution were in offering help and support.
I was desperate. I went to all the places which I thought I should go to ask for help. We both did, separately and together.
So you left because you were asking for help and couldn't get it?
Yeah. Basically.
Other revelations included that Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, had made Meghan cry ahead of her wedding and not the other way around, and that the couple was cut off financially after they left the UK. And of course, there was mention of Harry's beautiful mum, Diana.
Touching back on what you were asking, what my mum would think of this, I think she saw it coming. And I certainly felt her presence throughout this whole process. You know, for me, I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side, because I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other.
Now we're just waiting to hear the response from the royals, which should spark another media frenzy. And just in case you were interested, Oprah has been approached by Britney Spears' camp to do a tell-all interview with her. Watch this space.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.